And this is our thank you to Art Bell program tonight. Let's go take some calls here. I'll go to our wild card line. You're on the air with us on Coast to Coast. Welcome to the program. Hi there.
Hey, George. How are you? This is Brian calling out of California, longtime listener. Basically, what I want to just say is it sounds kind of corny, but as a soldier in the military, I don't think Art realizes how much of an impact he's had on a lot of us that are in the military and have been abroad and been away. And when you're looking for that little piece of something from home, and you can go to Streamlink or you can go to you know, the Coast to Coast and have your family tape stuff, and that little bit that you have, whether he knows it or understands it, means so much to those of us that aren't here. And I look at a lot of what he's done in the last 10 years and what he's been through, and I know he was in the Air Force, but to a lot of us, he's a soldier. I understand why he retired and came back and why we serve and do what we do, because just like us, when you're good at something and you love it, you go through what you got to go through, but you overcome it, and you got to keep doing it because you have no choice. And I think that's what he's done, and I from the bottom of my heart, I hope him and his family have the best life that they can have, and I hope his child grows up knowing what a great man his father was.
Very good. Thank you, Brian. Let's go west of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Hello.
Yes, take it away.
This is Juan, and I was a disc jockey with Art Bell back in 1970-71 on the island of Okinawa.
Oh, you were?
KSBK. And Art did the day show. He was, I guess I'd been a disc jockey there for about 3 months when Art came. And he rapidly became the number one disc jockey at the station. Even at that age, he had a brilliance and a genius for conversation. He has a sense of humor that those who know him personally, I've never met anyone with a sense of humor like Art's. He has a perseverance and a joy for life, a love of life, a love of I guess he's one of the strongest forces that I've ever met for good, for changing the world, making it a better place for his fellow man. Art's genius was there even as a young man. And as crazy as those particular times were, we were right at the tail end of the Vietnam conflict.
Right.
He did a lot to pacify and bring peace for those of us even back then who were at war.
When was the moment that you were listening to your radio and you heard the Art Bell doing the Coast to Coast show? Did you go, well, it's the same guy?
I wasn't at all surprised. Art was destined for greatness even back then. It was just so obvious that he was a cut above most of the other disc jockeys in the industry at that particular time. He was innovative. Yeah, isn't he the first one who took radio onto the internet? I think he's responsible for.
He's one of the first. He's one of the first. He's the first one to use the internet during radio programs and really make it interactive.
I know that it really rocketed his audience. I mean, he went from Pahrump to worldwide in just a couple of years. And I've been following his career and his personal life all of these many, many, many years since back then. But again, I am not surprised at all that Art has accomplished what he's accomplished.
Would you like to, I'll put you on hold and give Tom your phone number and we can get it over to Art?
I would really love to talk to him. More than that, I'd like to give him a hug personally. I'm headed out to Vegas probably in a couple of weeks.
All right, I'm gonna put you on hold and we'll get Tommy to get that and we will make sure Art gets it. Good for you. Thank you. Now, SETI, of course, is the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, and Seth Shostak, of course, is part of that incredible organization. Hey, Seth, how are you?
Just fine, George.
Good to have you on this program tonight.
Well, it's a pleasure. It's more than a pleasure. It's kind of an honor in a way because, you know, all the amazing stories we've heard on this show over the years, perhaps the most amazing one is Art himself. He's truly an icon in this, and you know, I don't agree with everything that I hear here, but I gotta say that it's remarkable to me, and actually in some ways very encouraging to find out how many people are interested and persistently interested in the subject matter of this show.
It is huge, and it is. I remember the first time I heard you and Art. Gosh, it was riveting, and they're all riveting. But you know, I've always loved the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, and Art just created with you, Seth, a magic about it.
Well, he did, and I'll tell you something else. Actually, I mean, you know, everybody's being effusive tonight, but I think that there really is a good reason to be effusive. I'm actually talking to you tonight from early in the morning here. I'm on the island of Puerto Rico, and there's a
near Arecibo, huh?
Well, yes. In fact, I was up at the Arecibo today giving a tour to a whole bunch of scientists. There are a couple of hundred scientists here for a meeting on what's called bioastronomy, in fact. But I do recall many years ago when we were observing down here at the big telescope, and a big hurricane came roaring out of the Atlantic, Hurricane Georgia, one of the biggest ones to hit the island in modern times, in fact. And, you know, I was able to get off the island. We were able to, most of our crew was able to get off in time. But I went back to California, and a day or so later, I was just called up in the afternoon by Art, and he just wanted to make sure that we were all right. And my gosh, that made a big impression on me. It really did, because that said something. This was more than just about, you know, good conversation during the show and exchange of ideas and things like that. There was a humanity there that really impressed me.
Absolutely. Seth, thank you so much for being part of this program tonight.
You're quite welcome.
Seth Shostak, C-SETI. And Dames, of course, we haven't been able to reach yet. We've tried for a couple days because I know he would have loved to have been on this program. I don't know if he's in Russia or wherever he may be. We'll continue with some of your favorite guests and clips and phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. Let me tell you, when I heard the next guest with Art many years ago, I didn't know whether I was going to get scared or enlightened. But the more I listened, I said, you know what? I like this person. I like this. I'm enlightened. Evelyn Paglini. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, George. Thank you so much for having me.
We could not have this without you, Evelyn. I mean, you've been part of Art's life for so many years.
Well, you know, over a decade ago, you want to talk about being a pioneer and setting a precedent. No one had ever talked about magic, witchcraft, and the supernatural for 5 hours straight. And
so
he
true.
Blew me away, George, because I had been interviewed by many top radio hosts, including Larry King, but no one ever pushed the envelope and asked the controversial questions this man did. And you couldn't gloss over the answer. He wanted details. He wanted an explanation.
He'd come back to you over and over again until he got it.
That's right. Do you know how many rituals, how many cones of power, how many house cleansings that were done explicitly on air? I mean, you have archives.
Oh, my gosh.
Shows that you cannot believe. And it's only because of his persuasion. He had a way about him that when he asked me a question, I said, Art, you're like a beacon of light in the darkness. And I called him that many times, and I meant it, because he was able to ask me questions and give me an opportunity to share the kind of knowledge, and he wanted the people to be able to benefit. That's why he got so nitty-gritty with me.
Oh, let me tell you, he's been nitty-gritty with me about this experiment that I'm kicking around, and, you know, I'm now back on the fence again, Evelyn, with that.
Well, you know my thoughts on that.
Yes, dear, I sure do. I sure do. You know, Art loved magic. He loved to dabble in the knowledge of witchcraft. And I think when you came around, you were a person who wasn't evil, who didn't want to hurt people. You wanted mankind to get better. And I think he embraced that with you.
Absolutely. That's why I thank him for the opportunity. Plus, remember, Ramona was into magic.
Yes.
I mean, she had her own secret garden.
You know, he's going to do some shows for us along the line and as long as he wants. And I'm looking forward on those special nights when he has you as a guest because the magic will start all over again.
Oh, I certainly hope so. There's nobody like him.
Nope.
There really isn't nobody like him. Now, George, I know you're carrying the torch. And see, because he has that sixth sense, so do you. And you rely on it more and more, and I'm very proud of you. You are going to take this to new levels, I guarantee it.
Evelyn, your predictions on these fires this year have been absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and they will go on until November.
All right, you take care of yourself, and thanks for being on the program. That's Evelyn Paglini, the Good Witch. Let's go to some calls. We'll pick it up and go to our chat forum line. You're on Coast to Coast. Who might this be?
This is R. Deshane from the Nighthawk.
There you go. You're the one with the avatar of the old man holding a rose or a flower.
And a gun.
That's it.
Peace and war at the same time.
You got it. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, sir?
Are you all having a festive party over there tonight?
Oh, we are, in celebration of our hero.
Absolutely. So tell me your best. How long have you been listening to Coast with Art, and your favorite moment?
I've actually only been listening to Coast all around for about 3 years.
Okay.
Kind of a newbie to the show, but I listen regularly. It's always been very interesting. And actually, my favorite moment was when I was lying in bed, delirious pretty much. I was almost asleep. And Art announced that he was going to be remarried and told us the whole story about how he had met someone and how it all fell off, you know, from Ramona's death. And the whole just, I was in shock. I pretty much stayed up the rest of the night almost without listening to the radio, just wondering, you know, at his age, that you can get such a fresh start and have so much fun.
And never give up.
And never give up. It's just amazing.
Well, you say hi to everybody in the forum again, Forge. You folks are 2 for 2 so far on this hotline.
Oh, so far, yes. Cheers, Mr. Hart.
Okay, take care. A little toast up there. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Welcome to the show. Hi there.
Hello, George. How are you?
Good, sir.
This is John from Long Island, New York.
Hey, John.
I'd just like to say, the prediction night is probably my favorite that he does. It makes a lot of people think, and I enjoy it, and hopefully he continues.
He will do that, and I believe he'll do Ghost to Ghost, and he'll keep those programs alive and flourishing.
And his arguments with JC is probably going to be the best.
The classics.
Okay,
the classics.
Thank you very much.
Okay, John. Yes, the arguments with JC. We'll have some of those JC clips coming on the program a little bit later on tonight as we continue with your phone calls and special guests throughout the evening as well. You know, I think Art has interviewed thousands of people, but there was one person that I listened to, and to the point where we've kept his CDs and we've given them out during special times. That is one of the most riveting I've ever heard. He's no longer with us. Maybe one of Art's favorite guests are all his guests, but this one was very special to him. This guest that you're going to hear these clips had to do with exorcisms, had to do with what is really happening on this planet, what is happening on this universe. I'm telling you, this is compelling radio. This is one of the moments that Art had an opportunity to talk with Father Malachi Martin.
Here's the facts, Ian. I have suspected, Father Martin, that I may be possessed very subtly for a long time now. How it started is a long story, but after listening to you, my suspicion is now much stronger. Please, tell me if there is anything to do about this or what it means for my soul in the long term. I'm really scared. Please help. Unsigned, of course.
Well, now, Art, in this case, you see, we don't know what religious denomination this person is, whether they're Christian or Jewish or Hindu.
Does it matter?
Well, it does, because of the things we can appeal to for understanding. You see, look, you and I now already, from all the talking we've done together, we have a mutual understanding.
Yes.
You haven't got to explain your terms to me at all. And I know where you're going with a sentence. And you know generally where I'm going when I'm talking. But with a total stranger, you have to have some surface markings. You must know what's in their background by way of education, what religious, if any, ritual they have followed or been exposed to, and what are their thoughts. And then what has happened to them in concrete life. Concrete life situations with their wives or their children or their husbands. Mm-hmm. This particular person, what I would say to them, whether they mean something to them or not, they should start saying a simple prayer. And it is to Christ. And it is this, it's 5 words. Hide me in your wounds. and see the effect of that prayer on them.
Can you perform an exorcism on somebody who is a non-Catholic or even somebody without apparent faith?
Sure. Sure you can, if they consent. I mean, if there's the basic consent. There's a civil as well as a religious aspect of this. There's a civil aspect. You can't do something to somebody unless you get the consent of somebody who is authority over them.
Is it possible to perform an exorcism on somebody without their consent? In other words, in worst case scenario, could somebody literally be tied to a bed or bound in some way by family members and have somebody like you called in?
Yes, but you have their prior consent. At some given moment, they've said yes. There must be something like that. Otherwise they're perfectly possessed. You're violating their civil rights. You're limiting their actions. You know what I mean?
Violating their civil rights.
Yes, because, I mean, if we suspect that John X is possessed, if we have strong reasons for thinking so, unless we have John's general consent or his particular consent, and John is over 18, he's an adult, we just can't aggress him and tie him down. Not in this day and age.
So you can only exorcise those who are less than perfectly possessed?
There is no exorcism for the perfectly possessed. None. None whatever. The perfectly possessed, you can give them a bottle of holy water and they'll drink it.
If you would, describe for the audience, before we get to the phones, exactly what a real exorcism is like.
Well, the essence of an exorcism, when it's really an exorcism, by the way, just as a preliminary remark, let me state this much. A lot of people have the idea that reciting healing prayers over somebody is an exorcism. It's not. The essence of exorcism is a confrontation between the exorcist and the demon presumably possessing the person who is being exorcised.
Uh-huh.
It is a personal confrontation, question and answer, and command, and question and answer. It's not a question of a beautiful prayer or aspirations. All that can be included one way or the other, but the essence of it is the exorcism itself, the confrontation, and the idea of the confrontation is to relieve this person of the power possessing their will and their mind, therefore their soul.
Gosh, I loved those shows. I did. And I got to tell you, also, you know, on Saturday nights at the 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday nights, and many of your local stations have this, and it's also on Streamlink, we are going to be running Art Bell Classic shows now in that time period. So as you evolve with Coast to Coast, you'll be able to hear these Art Bell shows in that time period, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Pacific time. When I come back, of course, we'll continue with some of these classic clips, more guests. Oh, my, guess who just came through the secret door? Well, we'll be back with that person in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, Streamlink members, Thursday night, 8 p.m. Pacific time, circle your calendar. That's in just a few hours for some of you. David Wilcock has been lined up by Lex to be part of the Streamlink chat. So make sure you're part of that. You get in early again, 8 p.m. Pacific time. Those of you who are just joining Streamlink, if you want to learn how to get into the chat, of course, that's very easy when you become a member. So David Wilcock will be coming up tonight, Thursday night, for those of you in the Thursday night time zone already. And let's go to our chat line, hotline, and see who this person is. Hi there.
Hey, George, this is Cody from the Coast to Coast MySpace chat room.
Ah, the new group. How are you, Cody?
I'm great, George. How are you?
Good. Thanks for jumping into the program here.
Good. Thank you. It's great to be on.
Well, so what's your best moment with listening to Art on Coast to Coast?
My best moment I haven't been listening for long, but, you know, just a while. Every time JC would call in, I'd have to say that.
He's unbelievable.
That tear burst, I mean, it's really, really funny.
You know, it's a treat because we have so many brand new callers who haven't had that luxury of hearing Art Bell and the Art Bell from years gone back. Listening tonight, I bet they're probably saying, my gosh, I wish I had listened 10 years ago.
I really do. I really do wish that. If I could go back in time, I certainly would.
Absolutely. Thanks, Cody.
All right. Thank you, George.
All right. And we'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, Alpha from the Imaginative Worlds Forum writes, I would have called in, George. I can't. I had a root canal today, so I can't talk very well. Please wish Art, Aaron, and Asia all the best. Consider it done. Root canal. Ouch. Art Bell once said this guy had more hits than Barry Bonds. It's Sean David Morton. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Hey, Uncle George, I'm good. Nice to hear from you.
Wow. You too. Hey, you were right about those Japanese earthquakes.
Well, we're here to talk about Art Bell tonight, and you know, Art Bell is what can I say? The guy's a legend. He's he literally should be put on the same pedestal as Edward R. Murrow, Huntley and Brinkley, Walter Winchell. There should be some kind of radio museum Hall of Fame. What would we put in the Radio Museum Hall of Fame for Art, do you think?
Art's parts.
Yeah, definitely his glasses and probably...
Well, I don't mean those parts. I mean Art's parts, those that UFO thing.
There
remember?
You go. An ashtray full of cigarettes mixed with cat fur. That's got to be part of it, along with the famous glasses. And that's got to go along with his microphone. And that's got to go in the Radio Hall of Fame. People don't understand when I first started doing the show, and I believe there's more people out there checking archives or whatever, but I think I was the first guest that Art had on when his show went national to all of these various syndicators out there in, I think it was 1991. And people simply do not understand today, listening, the phenomenon that Art created in the 1990s, because without crazy people like us out at somewhere like Area 51, where myself and guys like George Schultz and Norio Hayakawa and Anthony Hilder, or me running up hills getting shot at by helicopters and running down to Little Alien and calling Art on the payphone in the middle of the night, freezing cold, to tell him, you know, what had just happened. But without adventures like that, and without somebody like Art to give us voice to that, there would have been no sightings on Fox, which was the It was the highest rated program of its kind at the time, which was of course created by Linda Moulton Howe, and I had the rare opportunity of being on that first show and getting to produce and put together some of the Area 51 interviews there. There would have been no X-Files, because after sightings was taken off the air due to some legal wrangling between Sattergate and Berkeley Group and all that, and wasn't renewed, Chris Carter pitched the X-Files as FBI agents doing sightings type stuff. Without that, there would have been no Strange Universe, which is a program I worked on in the 90s. Art Bell gave a voice to those that had their voices taken from them, this colorful soft parade, this cosmic circus of scientists and researchers and experiencers and investigators and prophets and psychics and madmen. He lifted the laughter curtain that was dropped by those unjustly and inaccurately called skeptics, who in most cases are nothing more than haters and name callers. He was like this. He transcended politics. He transcended party. He gave us reasons, not just stories, in a world that became unreasoning. And this is why the fantastic job that you do and that Ian Punnett is doing and people that are doing and carrying on this program is that it is the topics and the subject matter that transcend any one person, because it's the truth which people are so desperate to hear, because it's the truth that is setting people free. And that's why Coast to Coast will never die. I hope this format will never die. And what's been so fantastic about what he's done over the years.
And is doing, and is continuing.
I mean, we're talking about him like he's dead or something, but it's. I know he's going to be coming back, and he's going to be doing great things. And I wanted to also thank Art for getting me out of a speeding ticket. I wanted to thank him.
Well, how did this happen?
This is
the memorable moment.
This is my best story. I was in the Valley. This was August 19th of 1998. 3 months before, in June, I had actually said that Bill Clinton, on August 19th, and I gave the exact day, there would be some announcement or some major event that would occur that would lead to the impeachment of the president. And of course, Art, I can't tell you how many times Art just said, Sean, you're insane. You know that, don't you? Well, that's impossible. He'll never be impeached. And then would laugh about, well, I'm not the prophet. I don't, what do I know? And I was up in the valley taking care of a sick friend. And that night was when Clinton gave his famous speech that, and a number of things happened. He launched a couple of missiles into Afghanistan, one of which exploded and blew up a baby food factory, and the other one went off course and was a dud and landed in Pakistan, which gave the Pakistanis our most advanced guided missile technology. And Bill Clinton made his announcement that, you know, yes, I did indeed have inappropriate relations with Miss Lewinsky. Well, I was taking care of a sick friend up in the valley, and I was speeding down the 405, and Art put out this clarion call saying, Sean Morton, if you're out there, I need to speak to you. You need to call me now because we need to give you some credit for this prediction. So I get pulled over by the cops on the 405, and the CHP guy comes up to my car, and I hand him my driver's license, and he goes back to the car, and he comes back, and he says, are you the Sean David Morton? And I said, well, yeah. And he goes, you know, Art Bell is looking for you. You better get home and get you a phone. And he handed me back my license, and he said, hey, man, I'm a big fan, and big fan of yours, big fan of Art. Keep it up. And the guy handed me my license back, didn't write me a ticket, and told me, you get home, and actually gave me a bit of an escort off the 405 freeway. So I wanted to say that was the kind of effect that Art had on military people, on police people, on people up in the middle of the night. I go to Writers Guild Awards, for example, I belong to the Writers Guild of America, and I went to the Writers Guild, and I mentioned at my table that I appeared on Art Bell and who I was, and the writers just go crazy because they say, I listen to the show late at night. I get so many ideas for TV shows and movies by listening to Coast to Coast and listening to Art Bell and listening to George Norrie. I can't believe you're the, I should just put the in front of my name. I can't believe you're the, that guy. And this is just, It's a great family. It's a great group of people to be around. It is. I have met my wife through the Art Bell program. Actually, through us connecting at an expo in Las Vegas.
That's cool.
I have met Melissa, who loves him dearly. I've met some of the best people in my life through the show because there's a vibration that comes through the radio of people who are seekers of truth. And those who really respect what you do and what Art does and what Ian does are people in the military and people in the media and people in government, because they know the further into the military-industrial entertainment complex you go, the more they understand that there is this pixie dust being thrown into the eyes of the people of the world, this fairy-like elven glamour that's literally been dropped across people's eyes, that the further you get into where the truth lives, places like Dulce Archuleta Mesa and Area 51 and the jungles of Puerto Rico and all of these exotic locations around the world, the more you begin to realize how important what it is you are doing is, because again, people will never lose that thirst and that hunger for the truth. And that's why this program transcends any one person, and why his concept going from, transcending from kind of a right of center sort of political oriented talk show host in the late 80s and the early 90s to someone that invents a genre.
Oh, he's got the instincts, Sean, of a cat.
Well, and the instincts, here's the fascinating thing about his instincts. There would be a guy that would call in, and I can't remember the exact, but there was a fellow that called in that said, well, you know, I wear tinfoil on my head with paper clips in the back to keep the government from reading my mind with their satellites from space. And Art had the wherewithal to say, well, sir, what is it that you're thinking that's so interesting that the government wants to know? Now, that's insight. That's brilliant. Instead of just saying you're just some crazy
guy. It's brilliant.
He gets to the essence of the story, and he gets to the essence of what's interesting about some guy that's obviously, you know, totally two tuna fish sandwiches shy of a picnic.
Sean, many more moments with you, and I'm sure you're going to have some more with Art as well.
Well, thank you. Well, just want to say to Art that we are the stuff that dreams are made of. And our little life is rounded with a sleep. So, Art, sleep tight, and hope to hear you soon.
You got it. Hey, let's take a few calls here. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey, George. Hey, I started listening to Art back in 96. It was just the most amazing show I've ever heard when I tuned in. Actually found it by accident after I was listening to a baseball game. And I'm also from in a chat community from FNET.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Pound Art Bell. So I want to say hello to everybody there and also the fantastic forum.
All right. It's and, magic, isn't it?
It's just, I mean, you meet so many great people that listen to the program. And I just think the biggest memory I have from art is especially when the show was 5 hours. When I tuned in every night, I mean, I had college classes. I had work the next day. I'd go in with no sleep at all because the show was so, it was just, it hooked you in.
Your friends and instructors were probably saying, why don't you get some sleep?
I all told them about it, and they tuned in. And, you know, a few of my friends also listened, too. But I think one of the biggest contributions that Art made was just the way that he integrated the Internet into his show before anybody else did that.
Absolutely.
Like back on goodoldartbell.com.
And they're all doing it now. They all followed in his footsteps on that.
He was the first one to really integrate the Internet into his show.
Yep, he knew it well. Hey, thanks for the call.
I just want to say to Art, I want to raise a glass to him and say, you know, if he ever wants to come back, we're all happy to have you.
Hear, hear. Let's go to our first-time caller line. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, this is Jess from California.
Hey, Jess. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Man, I've been listening to Art Bell for years. Just my dad used to listen to it when I was a kid, and now here I am just getting into college, moved out, and I listen to it. I set up a big antenna in my living room just to get reception for him.
I love it.
And I was just calling just when I – back when I was first starting college, I went in as a computer science major. And, you know, I was always between computer science and then, you know, this new field emerged, this nanotechnology.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it was just so interesting to me. And I'm sitting there thinking, you know, do I want to go through the effort to change my major? Is that really worth it? And I'm sitting on top of this hill in San Diego overlooking the city, listening to the program, as always. And he has on this guest, Sir Charles. And this person researches into nanotechnology, talks about all the great things that it can do. And it was that moment I changed my major to nanotechnology. And for the last year, I've been going to City College up in Santa Barbara. I moved up there because they have a nano research firm, one of the first of the universities. Been spending the last year doing physics and math and catching up. And this summer, I've managed to get my first job working in the nanotech research institute there at Santa Barbara. And it's all thanks to Art, and I just want to thank him.
My God, a dramatic effect on your life, your future, and who knows where it's going to lead you.
And my main goal out of all this is to eventually be a guest on your program, hopefully one day.
Well, let me tell you what. You start learning more and more about nanotechnology, you're as close than anybody to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks, Jess.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's something. There is that those times. I remember hearing Art very first time. In 1996 as well, I was working late night at a radio station in St. Louis, rushing in at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and I heard him talking to Vince DiPietro, who's also got theories about the face on Mars, riveted, just locked in. I'm saying, my gosh, you know what? I've got a guest on tonight on my local show talking about stuff like that. Might have been Stanton Friedman. And I said, I got to listen more to this program. I almost missed my air shift. And at that very moment, I made a little wish. And I said, I hope to God I get to work with this guy one day. Interesting sometimes how things work out. Well, as a matter of fact, this worked out to be one of the classic calls of all time. Some of you will remember it. Those of you who are brand new, you won't. But it is freaky.
Hello, Art.
Yes.
Hi. I don't have a whole lot of time.
Well, look, let's begin by finding out whether you're using this line properly or not.
Area 51.
Yeah, that's right. Were you an employee or are you now?
A former employee.
Former employee.
I was let go on a medical discharge about a week ago, and... I've kind of been running across the country. Oh man, I don't know where to start. They'll triangulate on this position really, really soon.
Well, you can't spend a lot of time on the phone, so give us something quick.
Okay. Okay. What we're thinking of as aliens are they're extra dimensional. dimensional beings that an earlier precursor of the space program made contact with. They are not what they claim to be. They have infiltrated a lot of aspects of the military establishment, particularly the Area 51. The disasters that are coming, the government knows about them, and there's a lot of safe areas in this world that they could begin moving the population to now, Art.
But they're not doing anything.
They are not. They want the major population centers wiped out so that the few that are left will be more easily controllable.
Discharge.
I started getting...
In some way, something knocked us off the air, and we're on a backup system now.
It's the government, or...
I don't know.
It has to be something, though.
Well, did you hear... Now, you tell me, because you were listening.
That was awful strange.
There was a really weird guy on the air when it went off?
Yeah. Real weirded out.
Like, going... Sort of sounding paranoid, schizophrenic.
Like crying and everything.
Yeah. And how far into the conversation was it when it went off?
Just a couple, about 15, 20 seconds, I'd say.
Oh, you guys really missed the call then, and I've got a feeling somebody didn't want you to hear it.
They didn't want you to hear it. That moment creeped me out. We've got an hour to go. Our special thank you program to Art Bell. Many more guests, many more clips, and many more calls from you on Coast to Coast AM.